The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays, 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
Friday nights, the news sort of broke across the country on social media is that AKA, the rapper, perhaps one of the most successful South African musicians ever, had been shot and killed alongside his bodyguard in Durban, outside a place where they were having dinner with family and friends.
Ja, en die hartseer ding is dat sy dood is natuurlik groot nuus ook, maar Tebelo Motswane, wat al van die begin van AKA se loopbaan, ek dink voor AKA self dit so groot gemaak het, was hy en Tebelo soos. So a lot of the tributes that have come in have been so special just because it's said from the beginning to the very end they were by each other's sides. Maar dit is absoluut hartverskeurend dat so iets gebeur het.
Ja, it's horrible. And the fact that, you know, we're sitting as a country going immediately on social media. I saw someone post a tweet saying Becky Cele is going to arrive and there's going to be photo ops and then someone will quickly be taken into custody and they'll be paraded in front of the media and in 3 months' time something will happen and the case will be thrown out and then we'll be back to square one. Same as Senzo Muyiwa. There was a mass shooting in Kaibecha over the weekend. We're just so tired of it. I'm so tired of the senseless loss of life in this country.
En die probleem is jy kyk na hierdie hoë profiel mense wat doodgemaak word op die strate van Suid-Afrika en dit gee mens regtig niks hoop dat as iets met jou as 'n gewone Suid-Afrikaner gebeur nie, dat die polisie of die regering enige iets daaroor gaan doen nie, because even these high profile cases are not being solved.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. And it's just so, like, I want to know why.
Yeah.
Like, deep down inside, I want to know why, what happens. This is a guy who's 35 years old, he's at the very top of his game, he's a musician, he's an entertainer. This is a thing that people do, it's entertainment. I know, you know, personas rub a lot of people up the wrong way and so on. The one night that I remember I was in Cape Town 8 or 10 years ago, and we had gone out, we'd been invited to a birthday party for some fancy person who we didn't know. We sort of blagged an invitation through someone we knew, and we walked into this place on the waterfront there. It's a champagne lounge during the day, and I've been booked out by this person for a private party. And we walked in, myself and a colleague. We knew absolutely no one, not a soul in the place. Okay, we sort of arrived and snuck around a corner going, oh, ek weet nie wie die mense is nie. And I came around the corner and AKA and JR were sitting there. And just like in the same boats, had been invited to this thing, came along, didn't know anyone, were sort of hiding around the corner so that you can avoid all the questions.
Yeah.
And we just sat down and had a quiet beer and a good conversation. And it was just so relaxed. And then we went with them to the next venue. And he arrived there and all of a sudden turned on the rapper.
Superstar, super
it
mega.
It was incredible to watch. Mm. All of a sudden, you are larger than life. You are just everything to everyone. You're just giving. There are people coming up continuously, asking things, wanting things, and just delivering all of that energy and that bravado and that swagger, you know. And at the end of the day, he was a dad.
Yeah.
His daughter must be, what, 8 or 9?
Yeah. En weet jy, hy is nou so groot superster, maar sy inkomste is basies dieselfde as myne. He comes, his family originally from Mitchell's Plain on the Cape Flats, and he used to go back there regularly and just hang with his family as Kenan Forbes, not as AKA. He's plat op die aarde there with the people on the Cape Flats in Mitchell's Plain just because that's his family.
Yeah.
And that was the kind of person he was, and it's a huge loss for his Afrikaanse vermaaklikheidsbedryf en internasionaal ook. Ek het op internasionale nuus sites hierdie naweek gesien dat hierdie dood gereporteer is, because it's a big deal.
No, it's a huge loss to the music community in South Africa to have someone who's, you know, was that big and that successful and paved the way for so many people and showed so many people that it was possible to be just senselessly gunned down. Another story in South Africa. Yeah. It's a horrible situation, and condolences to his daughter and condolences to his family and condolences to everyone who is a part of his life. It's going to be missed. It's a big thing.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays, 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.